In the last few years, researchers at Dartmouth have been looking into a possible connection between cyanobacteria from blue-green algae blooms and the neurodegenerative disease ALS. The research is preliminary, so any possible correlation is not proven. But the studies and the issue of algae blooms in northern New England generally are the subject of a new documentary by Jackie Heltz, a filmmaker who grew up in Williston. Heltz made the film with her father, Jim. It's called Lake Effect and screens this weekend as part of the Middlebury New Filmmakers Festival. As the film makes clear, this is not settled science. So given that, I started by asking Jackie Heltz about her aim in focusing on this research.
So there is a lot that we do know about cyanobacteria, blue-green algae. It is undeniably not good for you and not good for your pets and not good for where you live. And I guess part of the angle and aim was how not good is it for you? I've been working with the ALS Association for over 15 years in various capacities. And I think for the first time since I started, I was really shocked to hear that there was this possible correlation between sporadic cases of ALS and something lurking in the environment, in the places where we live and work and recreate. And I was curious to kind of follow that thread. Is this a contributing factor? Is this kind of a red herring? Or is this something that's actually worth considering when there's so little that we know about ALS?
And where do you feel like after doing this film, I mean, you present some different perspectives on it. You follow the researchers. You talk to the health department in Vermont. And they make pretty clear that there's not, you know, this connection is not definitive, right? Where do you land on it now that you've finished this filming process?
At this point, I agree that the research is preliminary, but I don't think that it should be dismissed. I mean, at the end of the day, I'd rather it not be so. I don't want the lakes and ponds and rivers that we love here to be hurting people. But I think if the direction we need to move in is a mass cleanup for the sake of ourselves and our environment, we might as well entertain that.
Right. So regardless of whether or not cyanobacteria has any link to ALS, as you lay out in the film, and as you've said, it is a health hazard and human activity seems to be partly to blame for it. So what do you see as the best way of mitigating algae blooms in this region?
I think it's a combination of factors and kind of partners that need to work with each other, which we tried to do in the film, kind of put these voices. There's farmers, there's legislators, there's patients and researchers who need to come together. It's a very long-term problem that might have a long-term solution. Some of it might be as simple as kind of improving practices. Maybe if you have lakeside property, you don't mow your lawn every day. Highly vegetated shorelines are better able to prevent the kind of serious runoff that brings phosphorus right into the bodies of water. As of a couple months ago, there were two bills that were passed, Senate Bill 260 and House Bill 576, which are great to put us on the path to cleaning up lakes, but they don't have a funding source at this point. Cleaning up the lake is not a novel concept, and I think it's on a lot of people's minds, but actually knowing where that support can come from will be really vital.
You made this film with your father. What was it like working closely with your father, a family member like that, on a documentary?
It was an interesting experience, but I think for a film that at first started out being very close to home, it was a film initially that started to kind of investigate an issue that concerned my family. We had members of my family living in New York with ALS, and then suddenly we had a member of our family on the other side of my family living on Lake Carmi with ALS. And we were wondering, well, why are we all on the bad side of this diagnosis? And then working with a family member to realize that this is so much bigger than us, it's bigger than our community, it's bigger than our state. We are a generation apart. So there's definitely kind of a collaboration, but also sometimes collide and simple things like filming styles or editing styles. And I think for me, it was actually really beneficial to have the perspective of, well, this is how film is done and has been done. And then my perspective of being a recent graduate from the New School in New York, being like, well, this is film now, and kind of combining those ideas to tell a story that hopefully does cross generations.
Jackie Heltz's film Lake Effect screens this Sunday at the Middlebury New Filmmakers Festival. Jackie, thanks so much.
Thank you.